My friends, as the liturgical year winds down, the church is less concerned with the number of shopping days until Christmas than with sobering reflections on the end of all days. In our readings today from both the prophet Malachi and the Gospel of Matthew, the religious leaders of the day are criticized and even cursed by the Lord. In the first reading, the prophet Malachi speaks on behalf of the great king, who is displeased with his priests for not taking their calling seriously and thereby leading others astray. In the gospel, the preachers are rebuked by Jesus for not practicing what they preach and for feeling entitled to privilege on account of their ministry. Jesus praises the scribes and the Pharisees with a critical twist. Do and observe everything they tell you. After all, they follow in the tradition of Moses as teachers of the law. And then Jesus adds a big but. But don't do what they do. Don't follow their example. They don't practice what they preach. In other words, their behavior shouldn't be imitated because they've created a double standard. They say one thing and they do another. A lot of what the Pharisees did was for the sake of their own egos rather than for the glory of God. They were full of themselves and lacking in true charity and compassion when it came to dealing with others. In his Angelus address today, our Holy Father Pope Francis said, and I quote, that this is a frequent defect of those in authority. They are demanding towards others, but while their directions are just, they fail to practice them themselves. This attitude is a wicked exercise of authority, which should instead lead by good example, helping others and supporting them in the trials that they encounter on the path of goodness. End of quote. Brothers and sisters, many of you here may be familiar with the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. In the film, the main character, Miss Brody, a school teacher, constantly presents the highest ideals of truth and goodness and beauty to her students. But once, when she is challenged on the breach of her own teaching, she haughtily replies, "Do as I say, don't do as I do." I think it's something all authority figures, be they parents or politicians, can find themselves saying. We sometimes tell the young or even older persons to do something because I am telling you to do it. Is that in itself a sufficient reason? No, absolutely not, because real authority isn't the exercise of power, but of enabling people to do and be what they are called to do. In other words, it's a matter not of overpowering, but empowering. And this attitude affects not only religious leaders of all times and places, but also politicians who make our laws and don't keep them, teachers who give conflicting messages to their students, parents who create double standards by forbidding their children to do what they have no hesitation in doing themselves. The second criticism we hear in our gospel today has to do with the wearing of special and distinct uniforms by those in authority and the expectation that they are somehow deserving of certain perks, like not having to pay for certain services or company car or jet or executive dining room privileges, for example. Some of us here may be old enough to remember the elaborate robes of bishops that they used to wear, implying when they wore these vestments, there was a certain sacred quality attributed to that reality. And then there's the question of titles. My friends, there's really nothing wrong with addressing clergy, for example, with titles such as bishop, father, deacon. Because such titles, far from setting people apart from those in authority or leadership, are a way to show respect for those who guide others along the journey of faith. But what Jesus wants the crowd and the disciples to remember is that God is their first rabbi, their father and their teacher. And for those of us on the receiving end of such honorific titles, the responsibility to work hard at becoming humble servants and to break down barriers that exist among us is only intensified. Our model must always be Jesus Christ, who identifies with the least and who washes his friend's feet before the Last Supper as a servant. In other words, you are not great because you wear special clothes. Christian leadership is a call to service for the glory of God, and those who would be leaders among us must be like Jesus and be servants of all. My friends, it's easy to read today's gospel and start pointing fingers at others, but it's important that we see how it applies in our own lives and what the gospel is saying to us here and now. Of course, we can always point a criticizing finger at everyone else, but are we so different? How touchy are we about how people treat us, especially if we have some title or responsibility, or even that of a parent or teacher or cleric? In concluding today's gospel, Jesus calls all of us to humble service, not position and status. In the community that gathers in Jesus' name, the greatest serve the rest. The humble are exalted. And all of this is a way of reminding us to practice what we preach and to use our authority for service of one another in the spirit of Jesus. And in our second reading today, St. Paul writes that a preacher should be among his people, as gentle as a nursing mother, caring for her children, sharing with affection not only the gospel, but his very self as well. This is such a powerful image, especially when you consider the intimacy of how a nursing mother gives her very self to her children. This mother image expresses Paul's total commitment to those he has given birth in Christ, if you will. Brothers and sisters, I can't help but recall with gratitude the figure of St. John the 23rd. St. Paul's words, in a sense, describe the life and ministry of Angelo Roncalli, who would later become Pope John the 23rd. And I quote from him, "We were gentle among you as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So, dearly beloved, had you become to us." End of quote. My friends, each of us is called to be with others as gentle and affectionate as a nursing mother, not only giving each other admonition and advice, but giving of ourselves as well. Today at this Eucharistic table, like a nursing mother, Jesus feeds us with his body and blood to give us strength to walk in his footsteps. The gospel and the tradition of the church calls us to integrity and humility. What we say and do matters. Our deeds need to match our words. No servant is greater than the master because we have one master only, and that is Christ the servant. And this, my friends, is our challenge today. Our challenge this week, to discover that servant love is more pleasing to God than self-love and self-promotion. Amen.